Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Deal Breakers Thursday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch our show every morning and all the shows here at ESPN 1000. I'd like to let you know that we will have Deal Breakers. That will be part of our shows we do every Thursday at 8:30. You never know what's going to happen. Deal Breakers, make sure you're with us at 8:30 right here on Chicago's home for sports. Cap, before we get into everything else, I just got to tell you, I think you and I have a common bond because we're both married. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how you and I can share stories about what happens in our household. Here's how I think of it, right? Especially with Peacock and I. And I think that you could say the same thing for you and Mindy. Ultimately, you have to be the pick and roll combination, right? Jordan and Pippen.
Correct.
Malone and Stockton, right?
Correct.
Because I think that defined roles matter in a household, especially if you've got two people that are working. Now, this is not like back in the day for our parents, like maybe mom is just the caretaker at home,
right,
while dad's going out, you know, making a living, working the 9 to 5.
It was a different time.
Yeah, back then, absolutely.
Right.
Like, hey, hon, you take care of what's going on in the house and the kids. I'll take care of the money. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of the household situation. I'll go work, but you take care of what's going on. Make sure the lunches are done, everything else. Because even back then,
Cap, well, it was in my house. And then my mom went back to work. My brother and I got, you know, back. I think we were in high school.
But even back then, Cap, it was about defined roles.
Yes.
Defined roles.
Correct.
Sometimes they were defined for you. Sometimes you are able to have communication and be able to speak these things out. But I don't understand, man. In 2022, that should be the same way, too, right? She takes care of all the bills. Now, I'm aware of what's going on, but she's like, you know, I got it. Well, you know what? That's great off my shoulders. I don't have to go through every letter, every bill, what cards come in, all this stuff, right?
Oh, this bill came in, just set it down in her pile.
Right, absolutely.
Right. Great.
If I see it, let's open it up. Yeah, okay, $300 ahead on the old... people's gas, you know, you keep it, whatever it is,
people's
right?
Gas. You know, they're not around anymore. Isn't it North Shore gas?
No, it's people's gas.
It's people's gas.
No. Yeah, I use people's gas.
I do too. It's people's gas.
We don't.
The Comet Well Edison, make sure that that's kid. The Illinois Bell, make sure that make sure that the phone.
Yeah, did you buy the baby bells stock? Yeah, wait a minute. People, maybe there is people's gas.
Yeah.
We went top shelf. We get North Shore gas.
Oh, I understand. Hey, listen, we can't get that south. I understand.
The name of the company.
But it's about defined roles, Cap, right? What about it in your house?
So.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes.
Hey, when you start with a long so.
Let me just say, best decision I ever made was marrying Melinda.
Yes.
Her name's Mindy, but her real name's Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
We have an awesome relationship. She's my partner. She's my teammate. And when... much like I've said to Daniel Zetterman,
mm-hmm,
when you were being built by the man upstairs, if you choose to believe in those things, I do. Yeah, next step down for sensitivity. Yeah, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is nose to the grindstone. Like if our kids went, we don't feel good to get up, get to school. Like there was no babying.
Yeah.
None. She also... yes, step down for a helping of patience. None.
Hmm.
The other day, we have a rug in the family room called a ruggable.
Mm-hmm.
dog lovers will know what those are. Mm-hmm. A ruggable, it's a big, huge, like, area rug.
Sure, I get it.
And it's they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the Oriental rugs, there's stores that they still have, like, I can't remember the name of it. Like Olson, I think a bunch of them sell them.
Oh, the old Olson rug company. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we went, she bought a ruggable. Mm-hmm. A ruggable is if the dog has an accident on the carpeting, you literally just lift it up and throw it in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out perfect. Put it right back down.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a sticky bottom that separates from it.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, she's having her work party tonight at the house. I won't be there. She's having her team over.
That's good.
Yeah. She cooks dinner, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
She puts it in the wash. I didn't have TV on Wednesday. Tuesday.
Yep.
So I was home. And she said, hon, would you please help me put the rug out? It's big.
Sure.
Sure, I'll be right there. I had in my hand something I was putting into the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right there. It was actually a piece of pita bread, a small piece.
Sure.
And I was melting a piece of cheese in it.
Mm-hmm.
I set it in. I turn it to, I don't know, 45 seconds, whatever it
sure.
was.
Sure. State of the art.
And she's like, let's go. It wasn't 4 seconds when she said that. I go, whoa. Settle down. I'm just putting this in the microwave. I got to do a podcast. I got stuff to do. Let me just turn the microwave on.
Yeah.
And there was a small little square of cheese that I was left.
Sure.
Tiny.
Sure.
I put it in my mouth. Hit the start button on the microwave, and I hear, never mind, I'll do it myself.
Well, excuse me.
That's what I say. Excuse me? I'm on my way over there. Never mind. You're eating your lunch. I asked for help. I said, hon, it's been 8 seconds. It's been well over that. And you decided you want to eat your lunch. I'll do it myself. I walk over there, almost trip over the little gate we have to keep the dogs out of there while she's doing it. I've got it. You know, that attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think you're hurting here? I didn't wake up and go, God, I hope she lets me put that rug out. Yeah. And that is... Can you please take the garbage cans out?
Mm-hmm.
It's garbage day tomorrow. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
In the middle of watching a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 40 seconds. Never mind. I'll do the... I'm like, hon, the guy isn't coming till tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Right.
God, what is this hop to it nonsense?
Exactly.
You're in the military?
Right.
What's going on here with this?
Correct.
I just... That's... It just doesn't make sense to me because it's
how many women are.
Well, here's the thing. They think that because we're watching. Well, I mean, I can only based on the women that I know, Mindy and Michelle, that's two. You say he says many, that's two. That works for me.
My mother is like that sometimes. So
yeah, she comes in, the tornado blows in from another work dinner she had last night, left me to fend for myself, and I am in the kitchen. She comes barreling in. It's not quiet. Sets her stuff. Your laptop. Does that need to be here? I have people coming tomorrow. Yeah, I'm using it.
Oh, my God.
Right. Your keys. They can go in your pocket. You wearing that coat tomorrow? Yeah. Hun.
You're not a child.
Relax. It's like... The Bulls game was ending. It's like 9:40.
Yeah.
I'm like, relax. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah.
I know you're having people over.
Mm-hmm.
She is fanatical. Can we get the... We have like a plug under the cabinets.
Yes.
So you could... I have like a USB spot there.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in and then I leave my phone right there charging.
Mm-hmm.
The cord's got to go. We're not having cords hanging down when I have people coming up. Okay, hun. There's 8 legal pads upstairs. Make a lengthy list of everything I need to do, and I'll get it taken care of. Yeah.
You know, I've told you my complaints always is that, you know, if I need something done, you have all the time in the world. When you need something done, it has to be done yesterday.
Correct.
If I asked you, I said, do you have your dry cleaning ready? I'm going to go to the dry cleaners. Do you have your dry? I'm going to Beverly, okay? Swifties. You got it ready? Yeah, I'll get it ready. Okay, so that's a day that's wasted because I'm waiting for you to give the dry cleaning. If you got to take the dry cleaning, like, she's got to take it today, she wants it yesterday in the bag, ready to go. But why do I have to wait 48 hours for you to just put clothes in the bag?
Okay, so the next time you're going to Swifties, here's what you do. Yeah. Michelle, I'm going to Swifties at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to take your dry cleaning, make sure it's ready. That's it. 3 o'clock, the train's pulling out.
Yeah.
Huh? How come you didn't take my dry cleaning? Because it wasn't ready and I left. I have a schedule to keep.
Well, I guess I'll
lay the law down.
And then, of course, it's always the guilt. Well, I guess I'll have to take them next time. Well, it was ready. It's been there. It's been sitting at the door all this time.
Correct.
Why? But again, if it's her has to take it, it's the end of the world.
Correct.
If it's not done at 2:59 for 3 o'clock, then you know what? Then she's. I don't understand that. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Define roles. If I wash the dishes, then you've got to cook the meal. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's like, hey, if you cook, I've always had that in my house. If she's going to cook, the best I could do, of course, is clean the dishes. Take care of the pots and pans. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hey, you put that great meal together. Just lay back. I got the rest.
Yeah. Right? Yesterday, I come in tired. It's 7:30. Long day.
Yes.
Leave the house at 5:15 or whatever. Walk in 5:15 a.m. and get home at 7:30 at night. Yeah. Long day. But good day. Sure. Love it.
Yep.
She wants all the dishes always put right in the dishwasher when you're done with them.
Mm-hmm.
She's got all her lunch stuff piled up in the sink.
God forbid if you did that, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, end of the world. World War III.
Correct. So me being a good guy, I did her dishes.
Yeah.
I rinsed them off. I put them in the dishwasher and ran the dishwasher.
Breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We turn now to veteran newsman Shane Orling with breaking news here on Captain J Hood. Shane.
This from the Associated Press.
Hey, Russia, hold on a second, Charlie. We can't hear it. Go ahead.
From the Associated Press, Russia has freed American WNBA star Brittany Griner in a prisoner swap with the U.S. releasing Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, according to U.S. officials. The swap happened this morning.
So we turn now to David Kaplan with this breaking news. Your thoughts, sir?
Outstanding, tremendous news. Look, she was being used as a political pawn. She was.
Yeah.
Now, if it's truly accurate that she screwed up and brought it into the country, it's their country that we live, play by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of discussion that with what's going on in Ukraine, everything, all that, that she was being used as a political pawn. They gave up Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, who's a nasty, horrible person.
Yep.
But I'm glad that her wife and her family are going to celebrate her return. And I hope she is in a good place mentally.
Something that the government has been working on, the United States government has been working on, and finally it's happened that Brittany Griner will be able to come home. So, again, that is great news. I know that sports in general, but definitely the WNBA and the NBA has been waiting for this to happen, for Brittany Griner to finally come home. And, boy, I would imagine there's going to be some amazing stories told by Brittany Griner for her time in Russia.
Oh, my God.
So, and what's true and what's not, I guess that's going to be the fallout as well. So let's talk about this. Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I always, either on the air or off the air, share stories about what's happening in our household where, you know, our wife could say something and then the other side, you know, if we do something wrong, that's the end of the world. That's kind of the way sometimes marriage and relationships work. We're asking the question to you, though. Let's open the phone lines and talk about this. What's something completely reasonable that your partner does that drives you nuts? Something completely reasonable that your partner does, and it just drives you insane. Let's talk about that. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Guys, do not be afraid. If your girlfriend or a significant other is listening, it'll be cathartic for you to get this off your chest. As you drive around this morning, think about something that happens in your household, and it just absolutely drives you nuts. Let's talk about that next on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
out, shot or no shot. Coming your way at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. An hour from now, we'll be immersed in Deal Breakers. It's a Deal Breakers Thursday here on Chicago's Home for Sports. The breaking news that we gave you in our last half hour, if you're just joining us, that Brittany Griner has been released. She is coming to the United States. We saw this from President Biden and a few other places where the breaking news broke. She's finally coming home after being captured in Russia, and she'll be able to be with her family again.
I got a question.
Sure.
So we gave up a convicted arms dealer who tried to do some horrible things, right?
Yeah, Victor Bout.
Yeah, he's like the merchant of death, they call him.
Mm-hmm.
All we get's Brittany Griner.
What'd you want on the other side of that deal?
Like a future prisoner to be named later or something?
All right, so just like in ESPN form, we are able to judge the trade. Okay, so one for one's not good enough. You want more, of course, in a deal of that ilk, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would this have gone through on Trade Machine?
No shot. Like, we gave up, you know, like, I don't know, like Damian Lillard level. I mean, I'm thrilled for her and her family. She'll be home out of that penal colony she's been. But that's all we get for him?
For Victor Bout, yeah. I mean,
that would literally be like trading, like, Patrick Kane and getting back, like, a seventh-round pick.
Yes. But apparently,
should have got more.
Based on what I read, though, about Victor Bout, he's a volume shooter. So that's a good value for Russia. 312-332-3776, cell phone number.
Don't want Biden doing the Cubs rebuild.
We say hello to Jacob on Grays Lake here on WLS. Hello, Jacob.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I'm good. I think this is an awesome segment that you guys are having, and I wouldn't have enough time to tell you all my issues. But
oh man,
my problem is we have two dogs. Cap, you got three, but I got two,
yep.
And they're little dogs. And every 20 minutes, it seems like they have to go to the restroom. So I'm watching my game. I'm watching the Blackhawks. I'm watching the Bulls, Bears. You name it. Whenever I'm watching my show, I got to take care of my 2-year-old, and then I got to take care of the two kids that like to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes. Whenever my wife is watching her shows, I still got to do those. It's my responsibility, you know, because I watch the Bears and the Blackhawks. So I came up with a solution, and one of those solutions is turn all the shutoff valves, all the water shutoff valves in the bathrooms, turn them all off. Whenever she has an issue and she can't flush the toilet, then she comes to me. I haven't tried it yet, but I figured it's something to share with all the guys that are listening on here. So, I mean, it's just one of 1,000 reasons or 1,000 things that I go through.
Yeah, that's your life, man. You signed up for it.
The idea that you can only watch sports for a limited time, Jacob, is not right. We got to do something about that.
Yeah, no, that's not that way in my house. My wife and I have an amazing relationship.
You have multiple TVs, don't you, Jacob?
Yeah, I do. I have multiple.
Brother, on behalf of the Cap and Jay Hood show, that has to change today.
Yeah, start saying no. That's not how it's going to go down around here.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? You sleep in the garage?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's an option. There's a heater out there, but
a heater out there. No, hey man, you gotta put your foot down. Listen, no one's gonna be like Archie Bunker around here in 2022. I understand that, but there's gotta, again, it's about roles, defined roles in the household. It just can't be 80-20 all piled up on you, Jacob. Come on, brother. Appreciate your phone call. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Alex is in Aurora on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000. All right, Alex.
Hey, morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good.
What's up?
You know, I would say we've got a pretty good 50-50 relationship going. I can't say my relationship is good as Cap's, but, you know, we're pretty 50-50. We've got a one-year-old kid. Our issue right now, or I guess my issue, is the baby monitor.
Mm-hmm.
The baby monitor can never be too far away, but it's always got to be supercharged up. My wife goes to bed usually before me, about 9 o'clock. We've got an older dog. She's got a urinary issue, so I stay up later. Or I fall asleep on the couch and go to bed later and let her out at about midnight. When I go up to bed at midnight, the baby monitor is plugged in, but it's on my side of the bed. So I gently, you know, put my glass of water down, put my cell phone down, go to get in bed. And usually that's enough to my wife will hear that. She moves the monitor, puts it on her nightstand, rolls over, we go to bed. Well, this new thing has developed where I go to get in bed, she's not stirring. Mm-hmm. But then I become the jerk that's got to wake her up to get the baby monitor moved. Oh, what are you waking me up for? You know? Oh. Well, I tried to be nice, you know, hey, sweetie, you know. So eventually it got to the, hey, can you move the baby monitor? Well, that happened like two or three nights in a row. So, you know, at nighttime things gets hazy. You kind of forget what happened. One of the mornings, she goes, hey, you're getting kind of snotty at nighttime about the baby monitor. So, well, sweetie, you feel this need to have it on my side of the bed, mm-hmm. but when I'm not there, and then when I come to bed, you put it on the nightstand. Why can't it just be on the nightstand the whole night?
Right.
Well, I like to roll over and face your empty side of the bed till you get there. Then when you're there, then I'll put the baby monitor over on my side.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
That is a lot. Well, here's the thing about that, though. Again, with communication, this can get better. This whole thing with baby monitor, again, you know what that is? Those are young parents, Cap, they're just cranky. Without any sleep. That's why it comes down to the baby monitor, because neither one of them are getting any rest.
Correct.
So he's got to be able to understand. You can hear it in his voice, right? He's got a lot of issues there. So that's going to get better, especially as the kid gets older.
Yes.
Not to worry about the baby monitor.
Correct.
312-332-3776, our phone number. Something that irked my partner. Not that. Not Mindy. Something that irked my partner. That happened in baseball yesterday. We'll talk about coming up next and take more of your phone calls on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
That's why I say amen. Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen. Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you on a Deal Breakers Thursday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-3776 as our phone number. At this time every day, we give you Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app, and they have a very cool giveaway going on right now. Would you like a chance to win $12,000?
Yes.
Well, you can register at any Club Hawthorne betting bar. They're going to give away $12,000 cash January the 1st. And they're giving a $1,200 a day in wagering vouchers that you could turn into big money. Those are each of the days of racing throughout the month of December. Again, the Club Hawthorne betting bar locations all over Chicago. And good morning, the secretary. Miss you, buddy.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
We're doing all right.
Cap a little annoyed with the wife, but that's all right. Probably just the David Ensign
wife. It's not even the wife part of it. It's that we are in a great sports town, and our dead-ass teams, not one of them, not one, mm-hmm. has ever had somebody come out and go, all I care about, like that cut that I have you burn in the system there from the owner of the Warriors. I'm maniacal about winning, and I don't care what it costs. Oh, wait a second. We'll take Bellinger on a one-year deal.
The idea that you're just shuffling chairs in the Titanic if you are 35th and Vec, the White Sox, is not good enough for me. If you feel like the door has been open for the White Sox to go through it and win the World Series, then you just don't just do side deals. You just don't get a deal for Clevenger and do nothing else. I don't want to hear the Sox explaining from Rick Hahn. I don't want to hear it anymore. I want to see movement. And if that means you got to make big deals to make that get that done, then do it. But just standing pat does not work.
I completely agree.
Here's how I know. I saw the deadline going past. And then what happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. So that's
nothing.
That doesn't work for me.
And I told you, don't you dare tell me I didn't tell you this. I told you, I understand because the team stinks, the manager's out of his mind. Okay, don't do anything and give away your best prospects at the deadline. That club's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did I not say that?
Yes.
I know you didn't like it, but you at least admit I said it.
Yes.
But when you got to the offseason and he left for health reasons and we wished Tony well and they got Rick to handpick his manager of choice and you do nothing? And the reports I'm getting from people on the ground, boots on the ground in San Diego. Yeah, Rick has no money to spend. That's a joke. That's embarrassing.
You just can't do that in this city.
We want to blame Rick. Rick has to get the checkbook now. That's not on Rick.
I understand we're not one of the coastal teams like Boston, the Mets, or the Yankees, or even San Diego and Los Angeles. I know we're right here in the Midwest, you know, part of the covered wagons here, and we don't mean much, but it means something to me. It means something to me.
Crazy.
I can't invest this much time and money into a ball club that just stand pat and said, we just need to stay healthy. That's not a plan.
That's not a plan. Shay.
Here's Shay Norland.
All right, boys. I'm going to ask about the baseball team to start because we were just talking about the one-year deal for Bellinger and the deal for Tyone. In 2023, the cost for the Cubs for Bellinger and Tyone will be $34 million. Contrast that with the combined cost of Wilson Contreras and Anthony Rizzo, $34.5 million. Just a half million difference between those two. So my question, shot or no shot, the Cubs screwed this one up.
Oh, that's no shot. I mean, listen, if you felt that, if you're the Cubs and you felt that it was time for a divorce between Contreras and the Cubs, and you go right ahead and do that. We knew that the first shoe to drop was when they acquired Yan Gomes. That was a breaking news item on this show. And I said, Cap, oh, they got Yan Gomes. Contreras is out.
You did.
It's like if you're bringing a veteran catcher when you don't really need one. Higgins was fine. Some kid's fine. Contreras is the guy. You brought in a veteran catcher. Oh, Contreras is out. They didn't. I mean, Rizzo wasn't going to come back here. And the same thing with Contreras. You turn the page, but you upgrade while you turn the page. That's what I want.
Yeah, I'm going to say. How did you ask the final portion there?
The Cubs screwed this one up.
No, I'm going to say no shot because they know their player. Better than, like, I know him as a guy, but yeah. I'm not in that room, and I know they had their issues with him. That's fine. That is fine. Well, then move on, and let's see him get replaced. I don't want to hear, like, he doesn't want Rick with the white wall behind him at a hotel in a conference room going, well, we tried, and there was nothing that made sense, but we'll keep having good dialogue. No, that's embarrassing. But I also don't want to hear Jed go, we had offers out to all these guys, and they chose to go other places, and that's their right. No. You better land some big fish. You better.
All I know is that whatever you think of what you've heard or what you know about Wilson Contreras inside that locker room, just understand, leadership is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So whether they have the people within the organization had a problem with them or not because of leadership, someone's got to say something in there. Bunch of kids and guys that are not going to be around in a couple years. Someone's got a lead in there.
And that, again, if you feel like he's not a good fit in there, that's fine. That's your right as a team. You want to run it how you want to, then replace him. Don't tell me, well, we found this AAA guy that's being overlooked in the Orioles system. We'll put him in there. No. Then I want to hear the breaking news sounder. Cubs and Carlos Correa are in agreement on a 12-year, $367 million deal. That's what I want.
All I know is that if the Cubs are moving on from him, Cap, based on personality, who is going to say something? Was Stephen Brault? Zach McKinstry? Someone's got to say something in there.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, I want to ask about our favorite Bear. The Bears haven't gotten a ton of production out of all of their rookies, but there have been some standouts, including Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Braxton Jones, and, of course, our guy Jack Sanborn. Oh. Shot or no shot? Oh. Jack Sanborn has actually been the Bears' best rookie.
That's a shot. Brisker's missed the last two games. So has Gordon. Sanborn just keeps tackling people.
So better than Trenton Gill, huh?
Yes. Better than the punter.
Okay. Because, I mean, he's been consistent, Trenton Gill. I mean, I hold that up as a good draft, a draft pick for polls.
I have no issues with Trenton Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on this crappy team, you need a punter. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, Jack Sanborn has been their best rookie. He's also been their best defensive player, period.
So then that is a shot. I know that we do a lot of jazz hands and fun with Jack Sanborn, but I think that is true. Think about it. It's not just because Stink Schlereth is making him a centerpiece of his talking points for the last game. We actually see it. We see intangible proof that Sanborn is going from left to right, all over the field, just trying to make plays. And I think he is the best rookie right now for the Bears, and it probably will end that way. When the season ends, I think that's what we're going to say. Who's the best rookie? Jack Sanborn.
Wow. Shay.
I know PFF isn't everybody's favorite. I like it a little better than the two of you, I think. But it's just a tool in the tool shed. If you look at PFF's grades of offensive linemen this season, Tevin Jenkins ranks fourth in the NFL among qualified guards. There are also offensive line analysts saying he ranks among the very best in the NFC. So he will not get it because the team is 3-10. But shot or no shot, Tevin Jenkins deserves Pro Bowl consideration.
Yeah, that's no shot. Stop. No.
Listen.
I'm glad he's playing well.
Shay, can I just answer it this way? I'm not saying that he won't. It just would be funny to see him out there after all this nonsense that we've seen, this silly putty that's known as the offensive line. For anyone to get that type of consideration would be funny. On this offensive line, seriously? Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Stop. No. But again, anything could happen, right? And, yeah. And by the way, there is a Pro Bowl?
Or there's a Pro Bowl roster. There's no Pro Bowl game. There's events.
Thank goodness.
See, now that's a good thing because now guys don't have to drop out. You just take the honor right. Without actually having to play.
You've been selected. Good. Give me my bonus and my contract. I'm out.
Amazing. This NFL couldn't find a way to get that done, to do something to appease the fans, to see the best of the best take on one another. Player just said, no, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to block. I don't want to. This is going to be flag football. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to get hurt. We're all a brand. And the NFL just bent over backwards. Like, yep, you're right. No game. So just in tradition, just because. Tired. That's so tiresome.
Such a boring game.
No question. So I would say no shot to that. Shay.
All right, there's an interesting point spread in the NFL this weekend. It's happened only 8 times in the Super Bowl era. The 5-7 Lions are a 2.5-point favorite in Detroit against the 10-2 Vikings. 8 teams with an 800-plus win percentage have been underdogs against losing teams in Week 14 or later in the Super Bowl era. Those teams are 0-8, straight up and against the number. Shot or no shot, the odds makers are telling us the Vikings are complete frauds.
Well, first, before we answer that, what is the Shay Norling number for that game? Because you find it suspicious.
Right, we have a Norling number.
What's your number?
Carmen would tell you the trend is your friend. You bet the Lions. I have a difficult time figuring out how this is at this number.
I would
only bet the Vikings at this point.
If you set the line, Shay, what would the line say for you?
The Lions plus one.
Oh, plus one.
And what are they getting now? What are they?
They're
favorite?
Minus 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to say no shot that they're a fraud because they got too much talent to be a fraud. I'm not telling you they're winning the Super Bowl, but the Vikings have Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, Adam Thielen, TJ Hockenson. No, they are not a fraud.
That's a no shot. They are not a fraud because they have earned this 10-2 record. However, when you say fraud, so I'm clear, you're thinking that they could be first round and out, or first game in the playoffs and out.
Correct.
I mean, anything's possible in the NFL, Cap. Could you see this Vikings team, as good as they've been the regular season, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you know, they're out in the first round because of Kirk Cousins? Because that would be the reason.
That could happen.
Would that make them a fraud if they get bounced in their first?
Well, how did they get bounced? 38-7, or they got bounced, you know, 30-28 on a late field goal against a really good team?
Well, that's Kirk Cousins, so more than likely that'd be a blowout.
The thing I keep thinking about, then
they have a quarterback issue. Yeah.
The thing I keep thinking about with this Vikings team is you were down double digits in the fourth quarter to the Lions. You were down double digits in the fourth quarter to the Bills. You were up 5 against the Jets and got 2 stops on first and goal from the 1. You got a stop in the red zone late against Mike White. You kind of got blessed playing Mike White in the first place. And then you look at winning 9 one-score games. If some of those coin flips go the other way, this is, what, a 7-5 team, and we're talking about them totally differently. Now, they didn't go that way, so right. They're 10-2, and we look at them and go, you're one of the best teams in the NFC. I don't know that they are. I think they're just getting the right side of the knife edge.
I will say no shot to that, because I think the Vikings are better than that, and this will be the last time. Put this down. This will be the last time that I'm going to believe the Vikings can have a run at this thing. If they fall short again in their first effort in the playoffs and lose, then this will never work with Kirk Cousins.
Then you have to make a change at quarterback.
Yes. Because this is what, I think this is what I think Vikings fans have been waiting for. Skoll's been waiting for, well, we got all this great offensive line, and we got all these weapons, and we got a good enough defense. Why can't we get it done? Well, usually it's because of the quarterback position.
Correct. They have, they're going to be at home early in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They have a ton of talent, as I just said. Yeah. If they lose and he plays poorly, then they're a fraud.
Okay, so there you have it. All right, Jay, thank you very much for Shot or No Shot. Should the Cubs be willing to give Carlos Correa a record-breaking deal? Is anybody in Chicago going to get a record-breaking deal? We'll talk about that. Don't forget, we got Deal Breakers at 8:35. All part of the mix on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and here's a case of, sounds like People's Court.
Wrong show, buddy.
It must be Deal Breakers on Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
That's right. Not a Quinn Martin production. Remember those yes. when we were kids? It's a Snorling production.
Here's Shay Dorling. Shay?
All right, fellas. Your wife has been committed of a crime, or convicted of a crime. Found guilty, and she's been sentenced to 5 years in prison. There's a chance she'll be released after 3 years with an early release, but she will be on parole. My question for you, are you staying faithful to your wife while she's in lockup for up to 5 years?
Well, what'd she do?
Embezzled money. White-collar crime.
Wow. Am I staying faithful to my... So I'm planning on standing by her and being her partner when she comes out.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Wow. If I'm going to stand by her, yes, I'm staying faithful.
Faithful meaning that you're not going to screw around while she's behind bars?
Correct.
Going to be celibate for 5 years. Not you. Do-do-do, she's hot. Do-do-do, she's hot.
Yeah, I would. If I'm going to stick by her. Now, if what she did was so horrific, like, you did what?
White-collar crime.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Madoff did white-collar crime.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, Madoff with the money.
If she was, like, embezzling millions of dollars and I didn't know about it,
mm-hmm.
and I find out, hon, the FBI's at the door. Yeah, you're under arrest, and they cuff her and take her away, and they show me all the evidence. I'm gone. The relationship's over. I'm not sticking by her.
Why don't you ask the question that you want to ask, as you always do on this segment?
What is the question?
That you always ask.
Is she hot?
Yes, exactly right.
Well, she's my wife. I think she's hot.
Well, I don't know. I mean, after 5 years, you think she'll be as hot with the, you know, the tattoo on her face?
Yeah.
And her hair not as fresh and doesn't smell like, you know, sunshine and rainbows.
If I feel like she was wrongly accused, you damn right I'm staying loyal and there for her. God. If I believe she did what they said and it was horrible, I'm gone. The relationship's over.
You can't pay attention.
It's not who I married.
You can't pay attention for 10 seconds and all of a sudden now you're just going to stay. You're not going to swing it out there every now and then while she's behind bars. Of course you will. Of course you would.
No.
Oh, stop.
I'm not.
Please. You. I didn't say Mindy. I'm just saying in this hypothetical situation, in this deal breakers, it's not. Is it a deal breaker for me? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be gone.
Yeah.
The relationship would be over. If my wife was embezzling and went to jail for 5 years. No.
Yeah. You can't have that part. Cap, you can't have that part of your brand. You can't have that.
Oh my God.
Seriously, that does matter, does it not?
It's not that. It's not who I married. I married this really high class quality,
hot,
hot, yeah, amazingly cool woman.
High class crime, all right?
Yeah, no, where our relationship would be over.
You go to nice prison, you get a TV.
A nice prison, is that what you said?
You get a door, not a cell.
Right. You get a door with a lock, you get a TV with cable, you get a cell phone.
Not the people I know. All right, so it's a deal breaker. What's the next one?
You meet the woman of your dreams. She's absolutely beautiful. She has the exact same sense of humor as you. But on the first date, she tells you she used to be a sex worker. She's slept with over 1,000 people, and she wants to take a year-long hiatus from all sexual activity with someone she's intimate with. Would you be able to continue seeing her?
Wait a minute. Read that again. Read the whole thing again.
This is the woman of your dreams. She's absolutely beautiful. She's got your exact sense of humor. But she tells you she used to be a sex worker. She's slept with over 1,000 people and wants to take a year-long hiatus from all sexual activity with someone she's intimate with. Would you be able to continue seeing her?
Well,
first of all, that'd be like seeing a woman and getting intimate with her and it feel like you're swinging it in Wrigley Field.
Right. Like you're walking in the Lincoln Tunnel.
First of all, that's a problem.
Boy, this is a big tunnel.
Wow, a lot of lights in here. Whose hat is that in there? Hey, buddy, you left your hat in here. There you go.
Hold on a second. Woman of my dreams, so we've been intimate before.
In your dreams?
No, you said it's the woman of my dreams. I have to get to know her to know that.
That's not what that means.
No,
I'm telling you, this is the most beautiful girl you've ever laid eyes on.
Like, Mindy is the girl of your dreams.
She has your sense of humor, exactly.
No, it's not imaginary. Like, oh man, she's the woman of my dreams. It's everything I've ever wanted. That's what he means. Not actually a dream sequence.
No, I'm not saying a dream sequence.
Yeah.
So we've had dinner and we've spent time and I'm like, yeah, she's really, really cool. I want to progress here. And then she says, hold on a second. I've been a high-paid escort for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker. I'm out.
Why?
You want to hang out for a weekend? I'm in.
Why is it a deal breaker?
I have no interest in being with someone who slept with 1,000 men. I'm out.
Does it make you feel small? Well, it should if it feels like Soldier Field in there.
Exactly.
I'm just
it's like one of those Amazon warehouses that you drive by in Kenosha.
You want to feel like a man in there,
yeah,
right?
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
What'd I say wrong? You want to feel
like you're out to dinner, like if you let the relationship progress and you go out to dinner and four guys in the restaurant are going,
wait a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
Exactly.
No, I'm out. It's over. Gone.
I would say that's a deal breaker.
Go away
as well.
To Mexico for a week?
No. It's a deal breaker. Absolutely.
Deal breaker.
Absolutely. Knowing what you did before and you've been doing all that.
Right.
Why is there a Tiger jersey in here? Jeez.
Did you spend some time in Detroit?
Hand me a wrench. Leaky in there.
I'm out.
There is more deal breakers to come, but first, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Here we go.